The Fall of the House of Usher by Edgar Allan Poe. Part 1. I receive a strange letter. It is my childhood friend, Roderick Usher. I saw him a long time ago. His letter worries me. He asked me to come visit him right away. Roderick lives in an old, sad, and lonely house. Will it fall soon? The windows look like eyes. The Usher house is watching me. A sinister lake surrounds the house. I do not like this place. The sky is dark. The clouds are very low, very heavy. There are plants everywhere and also dead trees. The house of Usher is scary. Part 2. The decoration is old and strange. There's a lot of objects here since decades. The valet takes me to my friend. I meet the family doctor in the stairs. He looks worried. In a dark and silent room, Roderick is here. He is waiting for me. But he looks very tired and depressed. He is skinny. His face is very pale.
I am very sick. Noises and lights make me suffer. I cannot eat. I cannot leave the house.
Suddenly, a woman goes by, silently. Can she see us?
It's my sister, Madeline. She is very sick. I'm scared. If she dies, I do not want to stay alone.
During the next days, we read together. Roderick sings and plays the guitar. Part 3. One evening, I hear someone knocking on my door. It is Roderick.
Madeline is dead.
Sadness changed his face.
This is her coffin. Can you help me?
I'm very scared, but I accept. We set Madeline in her last bed. I see Madeline's face. She looks like Roderick.
Yes, we are twins. We look a lot alike. Now let's bring the coffin to the cellar.
The cellar's door is made of a very heavy metal. It grates. The cellar is small and humid. We do not see well. We place the coffin and screw down the lid. We close the cellar's door. Days go by. Roderick is sicker and sicker. I change too. I become sad. Part 4. One night, in my room, I hear strange noises. The curtains move. Is there someone in my room? I feel something touching me. I yell. It is a nightmare. I feel sick. Suddenly, someone knocks on my door. Roderick looks strange, but I feel better. I am no longer alone.
Did you see outside? There is a storm.
He opens the window from my room. Outside, the clouds are dark and heavy. We cannot see the sky. The wind blows strong and comes in my room. The air is so cold. I close the window. Roderick is very anxious. I worry about him. I read a book out loud to calm us down. We hear noises, knocks in the house of Usher, but I keep on reading. Roderick is scared. He hears other things.
Someone is yelling. Someone is scratching the cellar's door. Madeline is alive. She's alive in her coffin. I hear the cellar's door. It squeals. I hear her heart. I hear...
Steps go up the stairs. Then, the door to my room opens. There stands Madeline. She is pale. There is blood on her white dress. She walks toward Roderick. She falls on him, and they both die. Ah! I run. I am really terrified. When I am away, safe, I look at the house. The sky is red. The moon is red. The house of Usher is falling down.